SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
I'm joined by Rob Edwards ahead of his participation in Warm Adelaide 2024. Rob, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Oh, great to be chatting.
Now, you'll be performing at the Warm Adelaide Festival, Warm Ad 2024, one of the greatest world music festivals. How does it feel performing in such a prestigious space?
Yeah, it's pretty excited to be on the WOMAD lineup. It's a pretty prestigious little festival here in South Australia, and as a local, it's everyone kind of, you know, we've looked up to it so highly for so long, and it's going to be an incredible time to share my music and stories with such a great crowd and in such a beautiful spot as well in the parklands. Yeah, pretty excited.
This is your first appearance at this festival, or you've been there before?
Last year, I was part of a program, a great initiative here with NSS and WOMAD. We did a little set last year they did this shipping crate stage for emerging artists, and they just give a bunch of local emerging acts a little set to show off what they've got in the WOMAD grounds. And so I did a little set last year, and then this year, yeah, I've been given the Frome Pavilion stage on a Saturday night, which is a pretty prime time spot, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. You're a multi-instrumentalist, a singer, songwriter. You combine jazz melodies, blues and R&B with very powerful storytelling. Tell us about what the audience is to expect on the night when you perform.
We've got 60 minutes to really craft a bit of a journey, and I love taking the crowd with me on a bit of a journey of storytelling. And then we share a lot of songs about my family, my own family's experience through the stolen generation, my great-grandma, and the disassociation affecting the family, which is a very common experience around Australia, and we're still looking for our mob back to Central Desert. And so a lot of the songs, you know, create a bit vulnerable sometimes, which is a different thing when you're on stage to be sharing with lots of people you don't know. But it's so powerful to share these stories and these messages with people, and then creating it through a platform which is this music and groove and instrumentation that I love. I just love how I love about jazz music is that when the instruments sing themselves, and blending it all together, and, you know, it's a new expression for me. And there's a lot of new artists coming through at the moment, which I still love. A lot of First Nations artists creating these storytelling in these new ways, in these new genres. And it feels so great to be kind of like a part of this little generation at the moment.
Yeah.
Where we get to shape it in our own way, in our reality and experience, and bring that to the festival. And then we always like to end the set off with a little bit of a dancey vibe. So it's a journey. Yeah, the whole way through, I think.
Yeah. You've previously performed with many, many First Nations heavyweights, Barka, King Stingray, Christina Anu, Bojara, and so on. Now, will the performance on the night feature just your songs, or you'll have covers of these other artists as well with whom you've performed previously?
I think, with this set, I'm really trying to bring a really beautiful experience the whole way through. So this time I've taken out all the covers that we might normally do, and really just wanted to bring it to, it's an incredible stage and platform to share, and I think, you know, we've got so much to say that it kind of, as we wrote the set list out, it took up the whole 60 minutes, so it's just all original this time, but it's been an incredible experience playing with all those artists, and you know, especially like Christine Arnoux and all these beautiful artists that have come before us and paved the way for us, and other talents and peers like Budjara, who's just incredible, and it kind of playing with all incredible artists and First Nations artists has been such a uplifting experience, I think, throughout my little journey in music.
Your little journey, but a very brilliant one. Now you've got a big stage, and actually it's a world stage because you're performing alongside musicians from all over the world. There's Jill Belton Jill and some others really who've been there for decades and entertaining the whole world. And one of the anticipated songs I just checked on the program that will be played on the night is your latest single, Upmare. How do you say it? Is Upmare?
Yeah, Upmara. Upmara. Yeah, that was a really impactful song for me last year. It was one of the first words I learned in Arunda language, which is like around Alice, Central Australia. And learning that word made me feel connected, and the power of language. And so it was great to get to use the song and language in a fashion that helped me feel a bit more connected to culture, not growing up, you know, not having this through this displacement, and it's really, I think it's impactful. It took a bit for me to feel brave enough to release that, and once I did, it was received so well, and I think the message in that song is such a important one, along with many other messages that we're singing, a lot of artists sing about these days in this space, and it's great having that language integrated in.
So Upmare is fully in language, or there's some English lyrics as well?
No, it was, so it's in English, and it was because Upmare was like the first word that I really resonated and connected with and learned in Arunda, and I kept saying it and thinking about it, and then I was writing this song, and it portrayed I think it carries the feeling of the whole song, is that my heart is crying out for Upmara, which is, I don't know, for country or place, and it's that, can you know, that longing for connection back to country and culture and ancestors and healing the wounds from the past. And so that just one word carries so much power in it, and I think that's the beauty of language.
And what's behind the story of Upmara?
A lot of the thoughts and feelings. I grew up, before I came to music, I was working in the ambulance service here in South Australia and in a rural area, and just experienced a lot of First Nations people struggling in this Western world, and the health system not always catering very well and working very well with First Nations people. And a lot of these experiences helped fuel a lot of thoughts and feelings about how we can do better moving forward, and healing and acknowledging. And that mixed with our own family's experience with Stolen Generation, I think, kind of combined in this song. Yeah.
Now, Warm Adelaide offers you a great platform. What next after Warm Adelaide?
I'm just working on, currently working on the new EP, and about halfway done doing that. And I think it's going to be pretty exciting to get this next stage of music out and stories. You know, spent this time developing this musical taste and musical and like my own style and feeling so comfortable in this new sonic realm that we've come into. So really excited to get a new EP out.
And when is the
EP? Hopefully by winter.
By winter, okay. So stay in touch, and please, when it's released, give us a call.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Talk about it. Yeah.
And now, before I let you go, anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
It's going to be an incredible time at Wormwood this weekend. We have incredible outfits painted by my partner, who's a Wiradjuri artist, Elizabeth Blomberg, and we wear these on stage, and they tell these stories of Dreamtime from around local and around the time, helping us connect to each other and paint this picture. And then my outfit depicts my family story, and I think that they helped with the music to portray, you know, and carry the impact a lot in a great, wonderful way that art does combine, and it's going to be incredible to be on stage on WOMAD this weekend wearing these outfits and singing these songs.
Rob Edwards, thank you very much for having the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today, and we look forward to seeing you perform at WOMAD Light 2024.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.